Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I am in constant awe of the platform and the reach and the power and the magnitude of folks who give a damn and folks who care about this platform and folks who make a difference. So, we want granny cams in every single room of the thousands and thousands of seniors whose lives depend on nursing care, okay? In nursing homes, right? Right. Personal care homes, right? And without these cameras, these windows to their world, these folks are dying by the thousands. And 16 states have the laws. Ohio has a law. We don't, but we will. And I'll tell you why. We will, because of you. So, and because of my boys. So, we had a phone call campaign going yesterday to Maureen Madden in the Poconos. She's the big cheese on this. Nice woman, I hear. She's the chair of the Elder Care Committee. All right? She has sat on this for at least a year until now. You buried them in phone calls yesterday and made a difference. And I'll tell you why. She actually called back some people, including one of my boys. Braden, what's up, brother?
How are you, sir?
So, wow, this kind of feels good. Kind of feels like we're getting some momentum here.
I not only talked to her, I also talked to the owner of the bill. And that is Marla Brown from Newcastle.
Whoa. All right, so Braden has been intimately involved in this. They threatened to arrest him, have they not?
The retirement home said if I step foot on their property again, myself and Robin will be arrested.
And what were you trying to do, creating such havoc?
We went to visit a friend of Robin's.
Who's Robin? Tell people who Robin is.
Is Bob Garvin's wife.
Right.
And Bob Garvin, he's the one that got me on board with this. But we went to visit this sweet, beautiful little old lady to offer her a brand new granny cam.
Right.
For nothing. And she said that she didn't want it. She put her head down and she said, Robin asked why. She said, because nurse came in and saw my other camera and said, if I don't cover it with a blanket, then she will not give me care.
Wow.
And boy, when she said that, I saw red. I'm sorry. You don't do that to somebody's mother, somebody.
And so they flipped that script and turned you into the bad guy.
Well, yes. It was told that I had threatened or intimidated a gentleman there,
mm-hmm.
and he was afraid of me. Now, uh-huh. I'm 5 foot five, I'm 330 pounds, and I'm in a wheelchair.
Whoa.
And first of all, I can't fight my way out of an open door, let alone trying to intimidate somebody. But the kicker is, I never met the person, never saw the person,
wow.
never knew about the person, and he doesn't know me either. So how can I intimidate him? This is just a tactic that they're trying to use. And they did. They got me trespassed.
They put your picture up.
Yeah, well, they have both Robin and my picture up there. If you see these people, call the police immediately.
No.
Yeah, they can have cameras, but the residents can't.
You tried this in how many facilities? I think four or five we tried this in. Same.
Seven.
Same, huh?
Seven.
Seven. And 0 for 7. All of them. Same crap.
Yep.
They're afraid of the truth, right?
Well, they're afraid of something. And if it's got to be, whenever you don't want anybody to film you, then you have something to hide. They did that with body cams on cops.
Yep.
They put back about that, too. Now, look how many people were saved from that. How many policemen were exonerated from that? And how many other people were arrested for that? So, like the policemen.
So, right. Braden, so we said, hell with it. The only way this works is we have a law. Because that's the only way this is going to work, right?
That's correct.
And Maureen Maddox is the big cheese, right?
Maureen Madden is the chairwoman.
Yep.
And Marla Brown is the one that started it's her bill.
But it's been floating around. What happens is, unless someone votes to get it out of committee, it just dies, right? Dies.
It will die.
However, comma, we had 200 people call our office yesterday, including you, and she called you back. Tell us what Maureen Madden said first.
She was very, very personable, very polite, and very nice. And one of the things she said to me is that I asked her, I said, why are you against granny cam? She says she isn't.
Oh.
And then why is it taking so long to get these to get the legislation to get these cameras?
Right.
Well, they're waiting to get a bill signed by the governor, and they're also trying to attach a companion bill to it. And what I find out a companion bill is it's another bill. One bill will go to the House, one bill will go to the Senate, and it will try to get done faster. But there, in 5 weeks, they got a mandate for cremation of dog creation, a dog creation mandate. In 5 weeks, they got it taken care of. This is what Bob gave me the statistics on that. And it's been over a year for this. Now, apparently a dog is more important than a human being or somebody.
Yeah, but hold on. Forget about that. I'm not going to get caught up in that crap. What did she say to you she plans to do? This is important.
Well, they have a hearing. She's got a hearing May 5th with the Aging and Older Adult Services Committee.
Right.
But if you look at who they are, they focus on in-home care in your house. They don't focus on facilities. So what good would that do?
Yeah, but she supports granny cams.
She says she supports granny cams, yes.
And what did Marla Brown say?
Marla Brown, she is so adamant about granny cams. Anything to help the elderly. She said that it's her bill. She started the bill, and she's trying to get it passed. She's trying to get it through. And she talked to me about trying to help her. And whoever she can get to help, spread the word. You know, call his facilities, call the representatives, call the governor. He's the dude that's going to sign it.
Yeah, but he can't sign it till it's passed, my man. That's how this
works. Exactly. I know. but eventually it's going to be passed.
Okay. So hearings May 5th, and then go from there.
Yes, and there's links to it on Representative Madden's website, or there will be. That's what she told me.
All right, we're going to get her on next. We're going to get Marla Brown on next. But what this shows is these phone calls made a difference, did they not, sir?
Oh, most definitely.
Braden, I'm scared of you, but you're a hero, man.
May I say something?
No.
Real quick.
Of course.
It is because of your program that got this going as we're going. It's going downhill now. And it's because of your tenacity and your love for what we're doing.
I'm a honey badger.
Yes, you are.
I will annoy you till you're dead. Thanks, yes. Brother. I love you. It's happening, my man. Appreciate you. He's a wanted man. Be careful.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Bum. 200 people called that office yesterday. They called everyone back, by the way. I love that. I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm saying the process is the process. There are laws that Ohio has a pretty good law, actually. And Patrick's done this with a friend. Your friend was very sick, and you had cameras installed in it. It was very helpful to you.
It was extremely helpful.
Tell us some of the things you ended up seeing and where he was.
Sure. Well, there were times that my friend had Huntington's disease.
And, explain that, please.
You know, it's kind of liken it to ALS. He was in his late 30s when he started losing control of his muscles. Oh. And, you know, eventually you kind of become trapped in your own body. It's awful. But in that process, he needed care. When he was not able to live out on his own anymore, we got him into an assisted living facility. He had an apartment. It was his own space, no roommates. And, you know, they had aides that check on him periodically through the day and do vitals and all that and, you know, help with meals and all those things. But, you know, there's gaps. And, you know, we put some easy wireless cameras in there, $20 a piece. They hooked to the Wi-Fi and we could check in on him. And we could also talk to him through the cameras. It was actually very convenient, especially during COVID.
Tell me some of the stuff you ended up saying.
There were times where I saw that he had either fallen out of his chair or he needed help with something and he couldn't do it himself. And, you know, I couldn't get there. Or during COVID, when nobody could get in there except for the people who were working in the facilities, I could call the front desk and ask them to check on Drew or call the nurse's station.
And why didn't they have a problem with it?
Did
they ever complain?
So when we first talked about it, they were questioning at first whether they could do it or not. And then when I went through, I went through a series of questions with them. I said, is this not his own private apartment? It's his private space. He is essentially renting an apartment. And, you know, in your home, in your apartment, you're allowed to put cameras to, you know, surveil. You can do that in your own space. And their only question was whether or not it would be an issue with the staff. And at first they did push back a little bit, but after a couple of conversations, I asked them, I said, do you guys not have surveillance cameras in your facility already? Do you not have cameras in your hallways, in your elevators, in every other space that's not a private space? And they said, well, yeah, we do. Absolutely. I said, then why would it be a problem for them to go into his room and be on camera?
Well, here's the issue. And we saw this with cops. They're paranoid. They're defensive. They think everyone's out to get them, quite frankly, right?
Yep.
This is the rub. What's happened with cops is, and you can ask them this, in many cases, those cameras save their ass.
Yeah.
Use an example, and I think we mentioned this yesterday, but it's worth repeating, of this state trooper accused of running someone over. We watched the tape, right?
Sure did.
Explain what happened in the tape. It's amazing.
Yeah, this was a protester. Yep. I forget where it was, but they stepped in front of the state trooper vehicle.
I think physically it was Tennessee. Walked in front of the car.
Yeah, physically stepped right in front, right on the bar on the bumper on the front. The guy literally grabs it and lays back.
Right. Theater.
Oh, complete theater. But then the guy later files a complaint claiming that he was run over by that trooper and he was injured.
And the video completely exonerated the cop.
Within an hour of that guy's complaint, they put the video out and said, this guy is full of it, and this is the exact interaction. And so, the guy stood up, got in his car, and walked back away.
So what happens is, in defense of the facilities, they ain't got no staff. No one will do it. They can't pay anyone. They don't want to get caught screwing up. That's just it.
Essentially.
And what's going to have to happen is we're going to have to order them to by law. Right?
Yeah.
And that's what has to happen here.
We're going to have to make it the law that they can't interfere with those cameras.
Right.
And that's the issue.
And many of these homes are wonderful places. I'm not disparaging the care. However, there are thousands of seniors injured in these homes every year. Thousands. Hundreds die every year. There are hundreds of lawsuits. This video can protect the resident and the employee, can't it?
All the above. Absolutely. Well, they also have, there's technology in these that can help too. They have fall detection, a lot of them. So some do, some don't. But if there's an issue and you know your loved one's calling out for help, it can notify you and you can get help for them.
And the other thing is, it can be set up as a communication device between you and your loved one. Can it not?
Exactly. It can be a two-way communication device. They can't see you through the camera, obviously, but you can see them and you could talk to them and they can talk back.
And they're not expensive. How much?
$20.
No.
Some of them are cheaper, believe it or not. Yeah.
And are they hard to install?
Takes about 5 minutes.
Oh, what do you do?
If you can put your phone on Wi-Fi, you can do this.
Wow.
You use the app that, you know, is associated with whatever the brand is. The instructions are all there. I've done multiple different brands.
Do you have to pay to store the video?
Some you do. Sometimes it's like $3 a month.
Okay. I mean,
it's not expensive.
Okay.
But you can also get ones where they have SD cards in there where you don't have any fees at all, and it stores it on the camera directly.
Although they can fill pretty fast if you're doing this 24 hours a day.
But you can set it so it loops. You can also put a very large SD card
in there. I see. I mean, I love the idea. I think it's wonderful. But what happens is two things. The employees don't want it. They're paranoid. Then if there's multiple patients in a room, old people are paranoid of this stuff. You ain't watching me. What if I'm naked? Seriously, right?
True, but it can also save those employees.
I get
too.
That. I'm just thinking of the mind of an 80-year-old woman. Oh, no. Oh, no. You're not staring at me. Seriously. It must happen. It will save lives. We will not stop until this is law. I promise you that. And I thank every single one of you. 200 of you called the state rep yesterday. By the way, she was kind, she's professional, and said she's going to do this. Love it, love it.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
So my kids know a bunch of wrestlers that are female. Actually, I know a guy whose daughter is a wrestler in Mount Lebanon. She's a badass, like Olympic level badass. This has become a massive, credible, a viable sport. I know Colin's daughter is quite good at it. He's very supportive, and God bless him and God bless her. It's tough for girls to break through in sports that have been predominantly male. They're questioned. They're looked at in a funny, oh, you're a wrestler. It's tough. I respect their discipline, their work ethic. Every single thing that makes them stick to a sport that's tough on girls just because of the cliches, quite frankly, and the stereotypes. God bless them. So, my kids all went to Lebo. My son's still there. They know a couple of students that are female that are insanely good wrestlers. All of their coaches are men. Just the way it is. Now, I'm guessing, because I don't know this game as well, that there are female coaches, but the prominent coaches are males. So, KDKTV had this video. All the papers had this video. It became a big story about this coach, this not coach. And the video showed him doing something coaches have done for decades, since I was a jock, since I swam, ran, and played football. All of them. By the way, dads do this too. And moms do it too. You do something and they pat you on the backside. That's it. It's like a little tap. Okay? Okay. You win and they give you a hug. Okay? You following me? So, this video started circulating of this coach when his wrestler would win. He'd literally a tiny pat on the backside, and it went viral. And the progressives in the far left went berserk. Now, look, we live in a culture where we should be hypersensitive about abuse and sexual abuse and coaches and relationships with players and students. I get it. I get it. However, comma, this guy, ma'am, he had a rep, an impeccable, spotless rep. I don't know him. Colin does. He knows the background. And I listen to him, fully supports this man, and I can see why. So, we hang this guy out to dry, culturally, right? Seriously, he fired his ass. So, what happens is, in America, or in social media, the amateurs kick in. The haters kick in. And what happens is, they say, oh, gross. Oh, that's creepy. Oh, he's a pedophile. Oh, he should be arrested. Seriously. So what we decide to do in the social media world, hang him, right? Hang him, bang him, and kick him to the curb. Moving on. Guess what happened? They fired him. This wonderful coach, this great coach, this father figure, this disciplinarian, fired him. And then, the other side went nuts. Massive turnout. Massive. At the school board meeting, 150 people, family members, wrestlers' parents. We love this man. He's a great man. He did nothing wrong. They reinstated him. They also told him that the actions may be inappropriate, the conduct may be inappropriate, and they were obligated by law to tell him this. And they asked him not to do this anymore. He said, cool, I won't touch him, I won't hug him, he's back on the job. Here's my problem. So he returns to work today. Here's my problem. Most people will never know that he did nothing wrong. Most people will now look at him like, oh, that's that perv. Now, he's back on the job. He's restored. Nah. What happens today is that video never dies. Ever. In the social media lowlifes, sitting in their mom's basement in their underwear, will pass it along and pass judgment and continue to ruin this man. It goes back to my point about the dangerous nature of the weaponization of cell phones and social media. Someone takes a 5-second video of a man lightly patting someone on the backside for winning. I mean, folks, it was a tap. You have to see it. First, he does the high five, and then he does the quick, which is what coaches have done for 100 years. Not anymore. I don't know what to say about this, other than it's a damn shame. And I only hope that his reputation can be restored, and his name can be restored. Look, I have interviewed kids who were sexually assaulted by teachers and coaches, right? And volunteers at camps and churches. I get it. I get all of it. However, coaching and coaches dedicate their lives to making a difference. And this man did that. They get paid nothing. They're tireless. They're selfless. They're amazing. And this guy was ruined. And now kind of sort of restored, I hope. And I hope before we put the scarlet letter on a man, before we burn him at the cross, the next time we take a little more time before we destroy him. And then decide, oops, we're sorry. Let's fix that. Can we? Will it be okay? I'm not sure. But I'll tell you this right now. For anyone out there coaching, let this be a lesson to you, man. The game has changed. And everyone is watching you. And they wait for you to make a mistake. Again, our kids must be protected. However, we also must be fair. Fair. That's all. of my boys, his name's Matt. He's in Peters. His kids are insane wrestlers. His daughter is just badass. Covered in medals. I mean, from head to toe. He's all into it. He thinks it's the fastest growing sport in America. And he is gung-ho on the growth of wrestling. But he also understands the pressure put on young women, because wrestling has always been considered male-dominated. And it's very physical, maybe only because I had a bunch of friends that wrestled in high school and then college. If you know anything about it, maybe the most demanding sport in existence. Whether you're trying to put on weight or drop weight, the workouts are insane. The injuries, man, it's brutal. And they do it because they love it. There ain't no money in it, man. And then for girls, there's the additional pressure of it's not feminine. Oh, you're odd. Oh, you're a wrestler. But I'm telling you right now, ma'am, it's big, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger in Western Pennsylvania. Western Pennsylvania has always been a hotbed for wrestling and wrestlers. However, comma, because it's not the glamour sport, football, of basketball, it doesn't get the coaches or the funding, so it's tough. And so they have to raise money, and they have to travel a lot. And for girls, it's even tougher. So that being said, the vast majority of the coaches are volunteer. They don't get paid, the vast majority. And the ones that do, it's a couple thousand. So when this went viral, this attaboy that has happened to me about 800,000 times when I was an athlete, kind of sort of an athlete, playing football, running track, and swimming, we never paid attention. We didn't. But for young girls, what happens is the Karens of the world see that imagery and say, George, that man's feeling her up. And that's what happened. And they destroyed him. And then they changed their minds. And now he's back. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's hard to figure out where the hell to go these days, because everything's caught on tape. Everyone's a witness to everything, and then they make their own opinion of what they see and determine whether or not they believe it's right or wrong. So the ignorance of the amateurs who viewed the video made him into a pedophile, quite frankly, and ruined him. And then everyone that knows him and watched it, who knows the sport and knows what happens, restored him. Or did they? I don't know. Hope he's okay. But what was magnificent is the young girls and teammates and parents who came to his defense. None of this is easy. We are constantly judged now by what we see on video. The cell phone. Folks, the cell phone is more powerful than a gun. I'll tell you what happens to me now. I get 50 emails a day from folks who say, you're not going to believe this. You know what I say? I really do. I send them a message, usually really early in the morning. Do me a favor. Shoot me a cell phone video. And while you're shooting it, tell us what you're seeing. I'm serious. Because that camera will tell the truth. That camera is now the new eyewitness. And the cell phone empowers us. However, a 1 or 2 second clip, and Patrick has been playing these on the stream. In my world as a former athlete, and all my kids played sports, all of them, track, ballet, swimming, field hockey, I never, ever, ever saw a coach ever act inappropriately with any of my kids. Ever. In this video, my wife showed it to me first. I felt horrible for the coach. Horrible. Barely touched her. Hey, good job. That kind of thing. I'm glad he's back. But I think somehow, we have to somehow try to manage this weapon, this cell phone, and try and understand. As my boy Matt says, whose entire family's in wrestling, and his daughter's big in it. Some of this is a result of guy acting and treating his athletes like athletes, right? It's a sport play with an edge. It's combat. And it sounds like he reacted the same way in that moment as he would with guys. At the same time, I understand how it can appear in a vacuum. It raises eyebrows. Because he said, I'm a parent of several female wrestlers. But if this offends people, you should see how they instruct wrestling. Now, that's an amazing point. How they instruct wrestling. That's why I got back to the response of the community and the parents. They know the intention and know what kind of man he is, which is based on the reports. He sounds like a good person. The folks that know the sport and the folks that actually watch these girls being trained, if I showed you a video, you'd say, oh, no. Oh, oh, look what they're doing. Oh, look at that position. Oh, because you don't know the sport. And the ignorance almost destroyed a man. But thankfully, the truth set him free. I hope he's okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.